AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Federal Reserve has raised its key interest rate to the highest level in 16 years. It's also signaling it may now pause its hikes. Sagar Magani has details.
Inflation pressures continue to run high.
So Chair Jerome Powell says the Fed again boosted its benchmark rate by a quarter point and says while there's no decision on suspending hikes, Powell at least confirmed the possibility. Last month, the Fed said it anticipates more rate hikes. That sentence is gone from its latest statement.
And instead, we're saying that in determining the extent to which additional policy firming may be appropriate to return inflation to 2% over time, the committee will take into account certain factors.
It's not jargon. Powell says it's a meaningful change.
We're no longer saying that we anticipate.
The central bank's been under pressure to suspend the rate hikes, which contributed to three big bank failures. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Federal Trade Commission says Facebook misled parents and failed to protect the privacy of children using its Messenger Kids app. It's proposing changes to a 2020 privacy order with Facebook that would prohibit it from profiting from data it collects on users under 18. The Access Hollywood video in which Donald Trump bragged celebrities can grab women sexually without asking has been played for a jury considering the merits of a rape claim against him. They also heard excerpts of Trump's deposition in which he calls E. Jean Carroll's claims the most ridiculous, disgusting story. Trump's attorneys say they will not call witnesses. A search in Atlanta for a shooter who killed one and injured four at a medical facility. Police Chief Darren Shearbaum.
We believe he carjacked a vehicle a short distance away and was able to flee the scene as the law enforcement agencies were descending on this area.
Sound from WSB-TV. In Florida, Republicans have approved bills banning diversity programs in colleges and preventing students and teachers from being required to use pronouns that don't correspond to someone's biological sex. This is AP News. The Food and Drug Administration has approved the first vaccine for RSV. Ed Donahue has more.
RSV is a cold-like nuisance for some people, but it can be life-threatening for the very young, the very old, and people with certain high-risk health problems. Dr. William Schaffner, director of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases, says the vaccine is from GSK, and it's called AREXV.
What we want to do is keep you out of the hospital, and it looks to be about 80% effective in being able to prevent severe lower respiratory infection.
Adults 60 and older could get vaccinated starting in the fall. But first, the CDC must decide if every senior really needs RSV protection or only those considered at high risk. The FDA is considering competitor Pfizer's similar vaccine for older adults. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And Eli Lilly reporting progress with its experimental Alzheimer's drug. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.